How's everybody doing? Pastor Pat Rangan, my co-host, friend Mike Woods, Sr., the living legend, the man, the myth, the Bible aficionado. Man, I love that backdrop.
That is nice. Make you think we're somewhere else.
Hey, we are somewhere else. We're in the kingdom of God. How you guys doing?
Better place.
Write your comments. Let us know you're on.
Share the show.
Share the show. Look at this, Mike. Carhartt. I need to get back in the frame here a little bit. Sorry about that, guys. This is, remember when I told you about the, you guys were asking about the Yellowstone shirts and everything? Yeah. This Carhartt shirt got off the rack at, oh, man, everybody's on. Thank you, Jess. Roxanne Galati's on, Tiffany Short's on, Michael Tucker's on, Gloria, Z, Roxanne Galati. I bought these shirts on the budget rack at Tractor Supply.
You know what? You're always looking for a deal, aren't you?
Can you say $11.99? Yeah, so what we do on Saturday mornings is we get up real early. Obviously, we go to kids' basketball games and everything. And since we're out west, we just pack a cooler and stay out there. And in between basketball games and then time to go to church, since everything's out there, I eat out of my lunch pail and then go to church. Isn't so it? Saturdays are a good day. But anyway, so part of that story is I went to Tractor Supply. So Vicky goes, I want to go to Walmart and get whatever she needed to get. And I said, I want to go to Tractor Supply and get me a new pair of pants. And I said, I want to go on a budget rack and just get a lot of new T-shirts. So I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You want to reach in them pockets. You don't get some money out and get
your
new
shirt. Yeah, but I don't want to give it all away. But I am on the rewards plan out there now, so I get $5 off. I'm trying to think. $5 off a month or $5 off? Anyways, let's do the hellos. Aaron and Nikki Eaton, you're on. How you doing, Eaton family? Thank you guys for being on the show this morning.
Yeah.
And Debbie and Bill Jeffries are on the show. Kelly Stanford's on the show. Karen Lining is on the show. We got you on a prayer list. It is a beautiful day. Shell Johns is on the show. And thank you, Aaron Eaton, for coming out and helping us get the farm cleaned up. Gloria Lawrence is on the show. Terry Burek's on the show. And we're going to ask all you guys to get your prayer request up here. We got a lot to talk about. Bible study last night was just absolutely smoking.
It was very good, very big crowd, a lot of hallelujahs.
Yeah.
And great food, fellowship. I mean, you know, everything was great last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what I did here on your phone.
Yeah. I don't know what you did either.
So, anyways, I may have my Don Spangler's on. Thank you for being on the show. I may have Mike pray for us, and then we're going to get on with the show. Send your prayer request up. We're going to the prayer wall today in real time. And I promise after Mike gets his...
I can't get just for his son. I have to do that.
After he gets it up and running, I won't touch it.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead and pray, Mike.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you so much. We just love you, and we want to try and do better in our lives. Mm-hmm. We ask you continue to guide us, protect us, and lead us, and make the right decisions. We ask for healing for all out there who's going through anything, and... we know your comfort and strength will do wonders. We just got to take a little time, open up, and talk to you. As we increase our love and relationship with you, we ask you to bless this show and have everyone share the show. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Want to say hello to...
There it is.
There it is. All right.
All by itself.
Monday, the ladies' Bible study went overtime. We connected the sisters in Christ. It was amazing. So thank you. And I think Jen Fincher's running that out there. Thank you, Jen Fincher. for doing that. I got so many thank yous. I need to, and again, I don't know if I said this, but Aaron Eaton, thank you for coming out and helping us with the farm yesterday. Molly Trout's on the show. Thank you, Mark Moss. Brother, we got you in prayer. We miss you all as well. Stay with me, guys. I'm working on a few things. Patty Preston's on the show. Thank you. Mandy Schulte's on the show. Thank you, Mandy, and your group going down with us to the soda fountain deal. We'll talk about that. Need prayers for Becca Law's on the show. Thank you for being at the Bible study. I mean, we have 27 in our Bible study.
Yeah, that's
a lot
great.
Of people. Let's see what Michael Tucker says. All right. Let me get down here. Guys, bear with me. Let's see. Barb Sheehan's on the show. Becca Law. Mandy Schulte already said that. Michael Tucker says, need prayers for Lisa's knee. Might need surgery. All right. Patty Preston. Roxanne Galati, pray for her home situation. And needing a car. Molly Trout, Mark Moss. Okay, I think I said hi to everybody. Keep the prayers coming in. Keep the updates coming in, and we will pray for everybody on the show. Thank you guys again for being here. Let's go back here. We're praying for Jody George, praying for Tom's healing. Tom and strength for the daughter, Felicia Dennis. Good morning to you. So easy to hit the wrong button. I do it all the time. Shannon Moody's on the show. All right. We're going to go to the prayer wall. I got it here. Boom. And we're just going to go through and start praying for some people. So obviously we got Judy Reinhold, your sister-in-law or sister. Sister. We're going to pray for her. And somebody last night was wanting to pray for Chuck Evans. I don't know.
Yeah, that was me.
That's you. That's J.R. Senior.
Yeah, yeah.
Praying for J.R. Senior.
And John Roberts. We went there.
Yeah, we're praying for my buddy John Roberts, healing from a little boo-boo he had. So, John, if you're watching the show, love you, brother. And if Lynn and Kip Harris are watching the show, thank you, Kippy, for being out there yesterday helping me. And Dr. Z, if you're watching, thank you as well. Let's see, who are we adding to it? John Roberts, mm-hmm. adding to the prayer list. All right, let's go to the wall here. Let's see, what do we got here? Let's see, for some reason, we need to, let's go back, guys. I'm trying to. Yeah, Bible travel prayer wall. Well, I'm not able to get on there right now for some reason. All right. I do not see anything. I see. Guys, I don't see anything on the prayer wall. For some reason, I'm not able to get in on the prayer wall. But just send in your. Send in your prayer requests, and we'll just go that way. So I apologize. I'm not able to get on there. Felicia Dennis wants to pray for all the students that are traveling to D.C. for the week. Protection over them. And it says we were unable on Monday as well. All right. So it's not just me. So we'll work on getting the prayer wall up and running so we can have girls in the office take a look at that. Marianne P. says she wants to pray for a daughter in rehab. And sharing the show, thank you for that. And we got a new comment here. Let's see who that is. That is Terry Jeff McNeil. Thank you, Jeff McNeil. Thank you. Hey, thank you for. I think he sent in some money for some T-shirts, and he sent in some money for me and my wife to go out to eat. Thank you for doing that, brother. Love you.
Hey, and great guy.
He's a great guy. And Shannon Moody, praying for our nation. Donna Shadrowski, prayer for safety and no illness. Roxanne Galati, living space in a hotel in Florissant. Okay. All right. Keep them coming in. We'll say hello to Christy Jackson and say hello to JD Brock and everybody who's out there. So, Mike, As far as I know, that's everything we got.
What about any on the prayer list? Oh, you
I couldn't get on the dang prayer wall, so we had to have somebody look at it. I think it's a, it must be a website thing. So just keep sending them in through here, guys, and we'll keep them logged up. I apologize for that. That prayer wall is a great thing. So
yes, well, you know what? The Lord knows who's on it anyway.
Christy Jackson says, I need prayer for my family, so we'll do that too. Laura White, we thank you. And happy Wednesday to you, too. So, Mike, crank it up, and we'll get in our show and talk about what we need to talk about.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you and petition you, we ask for healing for all those who've been in need. We ask for comfort and strength for them. We ask for patience and kindness for them. We ask that, not ask you why, but just be glad we're able to be here and to learn and appreciate everything you do in our lives. We ask that you bless these people.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, spiritual.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are a healer of all, and we love you for that. And we especially love you for being our Savior and offering us salvation through your blood. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen and amen. I wanted to go through the bulletin. Do you have a bulletin on there? Gloria says, pray for the good men and women at our state capitol, very important bills are trying to get through. That's right. We pray that we continue to get godly people in office so godly decisions are made,
yeah,
so godly people can enjoy a godly nation,
we
which is the United
that.
States of America. Amen. Let's go through the bulletin, because I haven't done that in a while. And I want to do that. I never really don't take the time I should to go through the bulletin. Let's just take a quick minute. So we're in the month of March, where I told you there's going to be six messages in the in the month of March. Journey to the Cross. So there's a grief share class. There's a Man Up Bible study, which will be tomorrow.
Or is that every week?
Every week. I think he's probably going to have it. I'm guessing like 6 weeks. Man Up Bible. It is. Okay, 6 weeks. And it's going to be at Moscow. It's on a Thursday. It's at 6:30. Guys, be there. You'll love it. Greg has done a great job out there. Ezra Bible study, like Nikki Eaton was talking about, 7 weeks out in Moscow. The youth group in Troy is headed to the movie house. I guess that would be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty shop, my wife and all her friends are putting together a season to do some Bible studying and meeting. It's going to be like a spinoff of the garage, and I think that's Friday here at Westport. Ladies, get involved in that. VBS meetings coming up, bingo nights coming up, VBS work day. Also, we are having a clean up the campus day. Felicia said it's tonight. Okay. Beauty shops is Friday. A lot of stuff going on, guys. Just, you really got to stay plugged in or call the office. The girls do a way better job at keeping the stuff in order than I do. I promise you that. I apologize for that. Cleanup day. So here it is. Pastor Aaron is kind of pushing this. March 23rd, we clean up one of our campuses. Whether you're at Moscow, you're at North, or you're at Westport, do that. And we will clean up and probably mulch a little, pick up limbs and leaves, and be ready for Easter. What do you think about that? And the garage, Mike, March 18th is always great. Randy the Barber and a host of men are going to be barbecuing and doing, I think Mike Berger's giving the devotion and Jimmy Stanford's giving his testimony, maybe. I think I got that right. Dennis Shriver said, good morning from Mexico. I got to tell you this, Dennis. I was just in a rural paper that comes from his neck of the woods. Property out there is through the roof. Through the roof. My gosh, I don't know how. So, guys, I want to let you know, anybody that you know that is a full-time farmer, they're spending a fortune in order to farm. The ground is through the roof. I mean, it's crazy. So anyways, I just read the magazine. I got it here on the floor in Mexico, Audrain County. I mean, it's if you got ground up there, you're doing well. Let's see. you can bring a friend. Yes, ma'am, for sure. Donna Woods watching. Brenda Stahl-Smith is on the show. Good morning to you. Good morning to Ryan. And prayers for you this morning, Brenda and Ryan, as well. Felicia Dennis. Guys, there's a lot going on. Let's see. Jeff McNeil says, I was in an accident with an 18-wheeler and had two spine surgeries. I'm in a coma for 5 days, 41 days in the hospital. Oh, my gosh. Jeff, I am so sorry about that. Let's pray for Jeff, Lord. I just want to pray for my brother Jeff. And I just pray for this brother, and you keep him strong as he goes and continues to preach your word. Heal him up, Lord, and thank you for sparing him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what ground is New York City. Said come to New York City, New Jersey. I don't think anybody can afford it there.
I think it's getting cheaper.
Yeah, well, it may. I don't know. Everybody may end up exiting. I don't know. But that's another story. So there we are. So we're headed to Cross, Journey to the Cross. Probably one of the better Bible studies we've ever had last night.
It was encouraging, for
it,
sure.
It was very encouraging. And all you guys that were there encouraged me. So it was awesome. And and got to have a lot of people stay after. And they stayed till 10 o'clock last night. And talked about things of the Bible. So it was great. Great conversation.
Nothing's better, is there?
Nothing better than that. Anything on your hearts? Anything you guys want to talk about for Resurrection Sunday? Send them up in the comment section. As we get and we delve into the word, we're going to start in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 21, and we're going to talk about Jesus being tempted. We know that we did the baptism at the Jordan, and the dove descended on Jesus. Now he's going into his public ministry. First thing he does is he goes out into the woods and fasts like you would for 40 days. You ever been 40 days without food?
I ain't been 4 days, but I don't know.
How long have you ever fasted? I said that last night, and everybody laughed.
Yeah.
Why did they?
I guess our fasting is about 18 hours now.
Yeah. Yeah, so me and my wife have been on this 11 to 7. I wouldn't even call it a diet now. It's been a lifestyle. We've been doing it for, a month or two or whatever. And it's pretty cool, you know. I'm not saying it's for everybody. I told Mike, I think there's a lifestyle for health for everybody. I don't think, you know, they've done the keto diet, they've done this diet and the 11 to 7 diet and all that. And I think you got to figure out what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should try things to help you stay healthy. You know, not everybody's overweight, but for me, and surely my wife wasn't, you know, but for me, losing weight was something, it's inevitable. You know, once the older you get, more you need to lose weight just to be healthy, just period. So, and yeah, Jeff says he fasts every day 18 hours. That's what me and Vicky's been doing. And I'll be real honest with you, I'm pretty good with it. You miss the breakfast and the thing there, and again, I'm not saying that everybody can do that. Some people have to eat in the morning, you got to check with your doctor on these things. But for me and Vicky, it works pretty good. You know, I still get to drink my coffee. You know, you can't, and I don't put anything in my coffee anyways, so it's good. You know, and then later on during the day, I can put honey in my coffee and kind of get going.
Oh,
so
yeah,
but I have, Mandy, I've done a 3-day fast. It was pretty rough, but it's like anything. If you get used to it, you can do it. Been used to always shoveling food in my mouth. I mean, it was good that. So I thought, you know what? If you're going to be serious about it, you need to back off. At the same time, I'm saying after workout, we went to the soda fountain the other day, and I think it's okay to do that every once in a while. Now, I wouldn't recommend doing it a bunch, but we went down and had an ice cream. Me and my wife split an ice cream. We split a cheeseburger, and it was all fine. You know, I got up this morning. I was still down a pound. So, I think moderation or balance is a key, right?
You need to kind of
get some balance. So, hopefully, whatever you're doing works for you. If not, check a few things out. I want everybody to be healthy. It's so much better when you feel better, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's a lot better.
And I don't know about you, but as you get older, you definitely feel the need to work on staying healthier, right?
Yeah, you need to
didn't some of our friends go, ah, it didn't come off quite as good as it did last time. And it doesn't. I hate to sound like I'm beating a drum all the time, but as you get older, sometimes it's not easy to get it off. All right. Jeff McNeil says, I love your honesty. Go to the gym, then eat ice cream. Yeah, it's true. You know, we don't do it a bunch anymore, but we used to. But if somebody's wanting to go down there, you know, I could go down there and I could probably just drink a cup of coffee and have a couple tater tots or something. I mean, but.
I can go down and have one of them King Sundas.
Yeah. And you can do that. I don't think I would advise it every week, but going down there every once in a while, it ain't going to hurt you. Tiffany Short, she says, I just recently learned that fasting is great for cancer. Yep, survivor sure. Decreases the reoccurrence by at least 13-plus-hour fast. And we do that. And I agree with you, Tiffany, on that. And I think Tiffany, didn't she have cancer at one time, too? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Tiffany probably knows all these things. Jimmy Robbins is on. Thank you, Jimmy, for you and your wife coming in and cooking for the kids and all that stuff.
Great family there, isn't it?
Good. They're good family. They're good people. Mandy Garcia says, good morning. I'm late as usual. You're okay. We don't count any. We don't take tardy or not. Do you remember when you first got into high school and the teacher would stand there at the door with the book? I forgot all about that. Was you guys ever tardy? I was always tardy.
I was too, I believe.
Because you know what I did? My dad would call it Mickey Mouse. Yeah. I Mickey Moused around in the hallway.
Yeah.
What do boys want to do in high school? They want to, you know, squirt the water fountain and throw something at people and, right? I mean, I didn't, you know, or maybe you had a girlfriend. You wanted to meet a girlfriend and hold her hand, and you always took her books to, I don't know, you know, whatever. But, Jeff McNeil, Jimmy Robbins. Yes, cancer hates alkaline. All right, so your body can get in an alkaline state when you fast for a while, I think. So, Mandy Garcia, thank you for being there, and she's such a blessing to us on the show and at church. God bless you. Prayers for Veta, our prayers for Jim Evan. He has COVID. So Lord, we just pray for our brother Jim to heal him of COVID right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Tim Roth says hello. 42 hours as long as he's fasted. Aaron, the Eaton family says, I'm morning fast every day. I only drink protein in the morning. Doing it for years. Cool. Mandy Schulte said, I did it for 48 hours fast and it was very difficult, but it ended up felt great. Dennis Shriver said, my coworker Keith has cancer and has been working even with chemo and radiation, praying for the state of Missouri to move swiftly, approve my wife's transfer. So, Lord, we pray for Dennis Shriver right now and his work, his friend that's a worker there with cancer, and then Dennis's wife's situation. We pray for that too. And Jesus' name. Sandra Maxwell saying hey to you and your hubby this morning. Jeff McNeil, he walks the streets handing out gospels up there and visits the VA hospital. Thank you for doing that. Jeff really loves the Lord, so thank you, Jeff. Mandy Schulte said the soda fire was a lot of fun. Definitely not something we should do often, but getting together with like-minded people is good after a workout. Yes. I want to say hi to Justine. Let's see, Justine. Oh, hi, Justine. Nice to see you. That's Rich. It's my cousin Rich's wife. Thank you for being on the show. All right, are we going to get into the study? Or am I just going to keep gabbing? Am I doing okay?
You're doing great.
I'm trying to be okay. Mike, let's talk about being tempted in Luke 4, 1 through 21. You want to start there?
Wow, Luke 4, 1 through
2. You're already there.
Luke 4, okay. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Can I stop you?
Stop me.
And I don't mean to.
Yeah,
but hey, I got to do this because, guys, when you do these studies, there's so much there, and I'm kind of a nitpicker when it comes to studies. When I see something, I got to write a note about it. So, Jesus gets baptized by John the Baptizer. He goes out into the woods, and he fasts for 40 days, and there he's being tempted.
Mm-hmm.
And he's led out in the woods by the Spirit of God. So there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's led out there by the Spirit of God, and watch what ends up happening here. Go ahead.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were in it, he afterwards was hungered, I believe so. And the devil said unto him, if you're the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Okay, let me stop you there before you get started. All right, so he's out there, he's fasting. The devil does what the devil does, and he tempts, and he steals, he kills, and destroys. That's what it says in John 10:10. But the way Jesus always defeats all foes or all foes' craftiness is with his own word, the word of God.
Right.
So he's quoting to him, I think, in three different places in this text, in this fourth chapter. He probably references back to Psalm, probably Isaiah. I know Psalm for sure.
Deuteronomy.
You're right. I'm sorry. Deuteronomy twice, and then I think Psalms. So he refers back to the Old Testament word to defeat the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you'll have to do is bring back up God's word to defeat the enemies that are fighting against you. It may be some of your weakest times, huh?
You're right.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
All right, and we're going to number five. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give you.
All right.
And the glory of them.
All right.
For that is delivered unto me.
All right,
and to whomsoever will I give.
I can't hold back. The devil takes Jesus out and looks at the kingdom abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure exactly what they're looking at. I guess overlooking Jerusalem, probably. Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
And the devil has the audacity to tell him he's going to give him all this stuff.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing.
And Jesus has got to be sitting. I mean, the two superpowers, one's good, one's evil. They're getting ready to do, I guess, a little bit of battle here. And the devil says, I'll give you all these kingdoms. First of all, the devil's a created being by the Creator, God himself. So being a created being, he has nothing to offer the Creator.
Right.
And actually, all the kingdoms are God's. And does he allow the enemy to have some of that right now? Yes, he does, for many reasons. We're not going to get into that now. You find out as the story continues to go on that God says he has made earth and everything in it his footstool. So everything's going to be beneath the feet of God, including the devil. All right. Did I explain that anywhere decent?
Yeah, you did. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, devil can't give you nothing. He ain't got nothing.
Do you ever feel like, so let's ask about this. So we're all out there in our workaday world, and some of you guys are still working, some of you guys are retired or whatever. Does the devil ever come to you and tempt you and say, hey, you could have this, you know, whether it's a new car or a new house or a boyfriend, girlfriend, or you could have this, or you ought to see this. And you can get a lot of that on the internet. Some people fall victim to that stuff on the internet, which is crazy. Everything is being hacked. Everything's being hacked. Even, you know, when you're trying to get in to do some actual work in some places.
Right.
People hack stuff. I don't know why people are like that. Why don't you just get a job and you don't have to hack or deceive anybody? I just don't understand that.
Well.
So that's what he does. Mandy Garcia says the devil tempts us constantly, but it's hard for people to recognize that it's him. Yes, good. So Mandy brings up a good point. When you click on these websites or you click in these places that are questionable, it's enticing to do because it's so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
So to do the wrong thing is very easy, and sometimes the hard thing is the right thing.
Amen to that.
So thank you for Mandy for helping us out with that. So And Nikki or Aaron Eaton says yes every day, and Jeanette Brumley says, or Jeanette Atkinson says yes. Kelly Stanford said yes. So you get tempted by these things. And Dot Morse, thank you for being on the show. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Well, you explained that real good. So we'll go ahead and go to 8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve."
So we know there he's quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6.
And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from him.
We know he's the Son of God. Why does the enemy talk like that? He talks like that because that's his native tongue. He can't speak the truth. He knows sitting in front of him is the creator of the world. If you are the Son of God, there's no if to it. I am the Son of God, and you know that. But his native tongue is to lie, cheat, and steal. So when he speaks, everything's a lie.
Exactly.
Everything's a cheat. Everything's is contorted, twisted, and wicked. And that's what wicked means, is to be twisted. Twisted from what? Twisted from the truth.
Yes.
So he challenges the Creator at his own word and said, "If you are the Son of God," trying to put some doubt in Jesus' mind. You can't put any doubt in God's mind. God knows exactly who he is. And you know exactly who you are in Christ when you spend more time in Christ. And that's called sanctification. And we went into a whole dissertation about sanctification last night.
Yes.
You have to allow the Lord to work in your life to be sanctified. Watch this, Mike. That's the process of becoming holier and holier towards God. And if you don't allow it, it's not going to happen. No more different than this. If you didn't turn on the show, you wouldn't know the stuff this morning. You have to allow God to work in your life. You had to make a choice to click on the show, right?
Absolutely.
So allow God to work in your life.
That's a good idea.
Allow God to work in your life. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, we need to do that. Yeah. You know, we have a better life and we'd be a better person for sure. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
For it is written, "He shall give his angels charge over you to keep." Now, you know, the devil's always misquoting scripture. He knows it, but he likes to.
He started misquoting it back in the Garden of Eden.
Amen. "And in their hands they shall bear you up, at least at any time you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "It is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit in Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the regions around about." And that's when he started getting all them miracles and everything rolling, wasn't it? All right, you want to keep going?
Yes.
Okay, 15, getting to Nazareth. "And he talked in their synagogue, being glorified of all." And he
Let's stop for just a second. Okay. So I'm glad. So he said, Jesus is getting ready to go into the synagogue, right? Go ahead and go a little bit more, and then I'll talk.
"And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as custom was, he went into the synagogue on a Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written." Isaiah 61:1.
All right, let's stop. All right, so here we go. So Jesus tempted him was and migrates into, where do you say, into Nazareth, goes to the synagogue, goes to church. This is very typical of Jesus' behavior. Jesus did this when he was a boy, when they left Jerusalem. Wasn't he there for Passover?
Yeah.
And then he went back, or stayed. He didn't actually go back. His family left, and they went back 4 days later, and he's in the synagogue. Jesus does what we should do. Say that with me. Jesus does what we should do. He exemplifies what his Father is doing.
Yes.
And that's what he says. I only do what the Father tells me to do, or what the Father is doing. So we are to follow Christ and what he exemplifies. He's in the synagogue. That means he goes to church.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to church for the camaraderie, goes to church for the word, goes to work the church to sharpen other people and set an example for you and I. He reads, what'd you say, Isaiah 61 probably?
Yes.
And he scroll, and then when he gets done with it, he hands it back to one of the temple priests, and then he sits down. What does that mean? I've read the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I am. I sit down. It's done. It's a mic drop moment. We talked about this last night. Same thing he did when he ascended into heaven. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And then he gave up the ghost. He is seated at the right hand of the Father now, knowing that his job is complete. Some people are very confused about the job of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God the Father, God the Son God the Son is seated at the right hand of the Father. They're in heaven. He left his Holy Spirit here to influence you and influence me to take this word outside to influence other people. We do that through love, not through condemnation, not through to aggravate people, but we do all this in love. And Christianity only works in love. So Jesus is setting the example. He sits down in that portion, and that picture is painted forever.
Right.
And it's our job from here on out to do what Jesus did as we head towards Resurrection Sunday. Tell people about him. Tell them what he did. Tell him why he died. Tell him he rose 3 days later. He conquered the grave, sin, and death. And when you trust in Jesus, you also can be an overcomer. That's how we got the word or the title Overcomer Hour for me and Mike's show here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's described in 1 John 5:4 and 5:5. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see who says what, and then we'll get back to it. And any questions, send them up, guys, and I'll do my best to answer some questions. Did I cover any of that? So Jeff McNeil's got all kinds of scripture on there. Praise God. All right. Going back to church has made a big difference in my life. I've never heard anybody say anything different than that.
Amen. That does make a big difference.
Michael Tucker, her brother, said, when I made going to church a priority, that's when my life changed.
I love that.
I love that. Chrissy Dennis says hello. Hello, Chrissy Dennis, to you. Jeannie Lauber says good morning to my two beautiful daughters that are watching this morning. I think Jeannie's granddaughter is going to be getting baptized here in a minute.
No, really?
Yes. Roxanne Galati says Jesus does what we should do. Caitlin Scrimma is on the show. Good morning to you, Caitlin Scrimma and the Scrimma family. Mandy Garcia says, Donna Shadrowski, the word of God is all you need. Deb Mays, the enemy only wants us to stumble. He knows how to tempt us. John Waite, you're on the show. Thank you for being on, John. God bless you. So, all right. We can get into the next portion of it. I can't remember how far we're going. I think we're going to 21, Mike.
All right, we're on 18. The Spirit of law of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor in spirit. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recover the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's a year of Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them who were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
All right, can I gotta say something before I forget here. And John Bauer brought up a very good point yesterday. Jesus walks into the synagogue, and grabs the book, or they hand it to him, however that worked out. And he gets in the pulpit, quote unquote, and starts preaching.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, or the power of God came on them, and they knew that he was something special.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that they knew he was the Christ then? Because, I mean, what pastor would let a person just walk in the sanctuary and get in the pulpit and start reading the word? They had to know that he was special for sure.
Right.
And we all know that. People know, even today, people may not believe that he's the Messiah, but everyone, it's a physical fact that Jesus roamed the earth. There's all kinds of artifacts that point back to it and date it and all that kind of stuff. It's a fact that happened. Now, who you say Jesus is the difference between life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if they actually knew he was the Messiah back then. Probably not. But they knew he was a special prophet or teacher.
Yeah, Trout just put a good one there.
What's that?
Yes, and it
scared them. Yeah, I would think that, you know, when you, how do you deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a thought on that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Manny Garcia said the Holy Spirit prepared them to receive Christ. And that could be. Yeah, I don't know that exact answer. I mean, we know he's Christ. We know it's Jesus. He walks in the sanctuary, he reads a word, and then he sits down. I'm just going to kind of believe everybody looks and goes, watch this, that's Jesus. But even today, we have the Old Testament, New Testament, and all our Bible apps, but there's still people out there on college campuses all over that don't believe Jesus is Messiah, and they say they're educated people.
Mm.
I mean, right. Have we advanced at all? We've advanced in a lot of areas, but we haven't advanced in our relationship with Christ because there's more sin in the world now than there's ever been. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that if we knew Christ and we allow him to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, there would be less sin in the world. But we know there's more now by all the heinous things that are going on. Am I making any sense to anybody this morning? I mean, it's all there. It's hard to, like I said, when you get in and you start talking about Jesus headed to the cross, there's not a lot of wiggle room.
No.
I mean, it's like pouring everything down in a funnel, and it just kind of just blasting you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mandy says, I think the world is getting louder and easier for people to tune out God. Yeah, that could be true too. But hopefully there's enough pain in the world that people will turn to God. I mean, I don't hope there's pain, but I think there's enough pain where people, I mean, how much pain does it take before you stop? You know, whether it's in your knee or your foot, where you're going to sit down and go, I need to do something about this. Right? You either need to ice it or put Icy Hot on it or something. So hopefully, Marianne P says it depends on where you get your education. Yeah, I don't want to get started on that. I can't. It's hard for me to contain myself when I do have to say something. I don't know why people think their kids are getting educated when they're sending them to these universities. I'm just like, are you serious right now? You're paying money to send your child to one of these universities? It's horrible.
Paying upwards of $100,000 for jobs that
they're not going to get.
They're not going to get.
Guys. Marianne P. might have brought up the topic of the day, and I don't want to get on a soapbox or anything. I'm not saying that college ain't good, and I'm not bashing colleges. I'm bashing what goes on, what they've allowed in these universities, or maybe even some of our public systems. Mm-hmm. You're not learning anything.
No.
I mean, if somebody walked up to your dad, if he was here, would your dad think that they're more educated now looking at this boy than it was back when he grew up? He'd look at this boy and go, what the heck? You can't even make up your mind if you're a boy or girl yet. So first of all, you flunked that test. And then second, do you know how to lay marble or mix mud? Amen?
Amen to that.
I'm just going, I mean, come on. Will somebody help me?
Let's see, I had...
I'm just... I don't know, man. Maybe you guys know more than I do, but I can't imagine sending my child to a university where they're learning this crazy stuff, paying a crazy amount of money, and then them may not even get a job in the field they're in.
You know what? That's just, you know, they don't have to worry about it. They ain't going to pay back the loan anyway. So.
I can't. I really feel, when I say I feel like I'm an alien, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
I feel like an alien. I'm looking around and I'm just going. I'm trying to, you know, the other day I was looking for a car battery, and I went around to a couple local places to get a car battery. And I just, I'm just going to be nice to everybody and just say it was the most interesting. I can honestly say it was one of the most interesting experiences I've ever endured.
Really?
And endured is the key word. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to be nice today, so I'm not going to say a whole lot more.
Yeah, we got to.
So.
You don't know where to go with that, do you?
Gloria Lawrence says, that's sad but true, Mike. So many aren't paying back the debts, so it comes back to us. They tell them that they what they want to hear, do what they want, be kittens.
That doesn't look like you. What?
What's she said?
No, Jeff,
what doesn't man. Look like you?
I tried that one day. What a great 20 minutes it was last time.
All right, let's get it. I tried that one day. What a great 20 months it was. You have no idea how many times I look at the kid's head. What planet am I on? I do. I feel like an alien sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck happened to the America we grew up in? I mean, I hate to laugh, but if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
You go, I can't believe somebody's actually doing that or wasting their time.
Could you believe gas went up 75 cents in 2 days?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I was going past there, and I thought, what the heck happened?
April Ritz says, hello, fellow alien. I don't know. Maybe we'll end the show with some fun. Yeah, read 21, and then we'll do all your comments. Then we're going to do some fun stuff before we leave. We only got.
And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Yes. And in fact, he's saying, "I am the Messiah."
Yes, yes. Okay, let's stop there. Let's don't go any further. So, you guys were all right. Prophecy was fulfilled. He sat there, he read it. He's in church. Everybody knows it's him. We're just going to. I shouldn't say assume. They believe it's him. And you believe it's him, but not everybody does. Dennis Shriver said it was 3:09 yesterday morning, 3:29 yesterday afternoon. Unbelievable. And I won't even tell you for you guys that own diesel trucks, it has just gone off the map. I was up and down Highway 70, and I looked over at the... when I'm looking for gas, I always look at the green. I'm trying to think of even I have a diesel. I don't have a diesel truck anymore. First time in my life I don't have a diesel truck. But that's, you know, I'll end up owning another one. But I look over it, and I think some of them were in 4.25 or something.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I'm thinking to myself, how do you think these tractor-trailer drivers are going to continue to drive tractor-trailers when the gas is $4.50? And where Jeff McNeil is, I'll bet it's probably $7 a gallon or something. Come here for the prices of your life. Look, come here for the prices of your life. What is a gallon of diesel up in Jersey? Let's just take a guess. It has to be. It has to be $5 or $6 or $7. I have no idea. Yeah, Jeannie says, I remember when diesel was cheaper than gas.
Oh, yeah, for you.
It actually takes less to refine it. Look at gas, buddy. You got time. All right. Don Strassi says, they watch you check out at the register like a hawk, then stop you at the front door for your receipt. Everything is backwards and upside down. I don't even – that is such a – how is it that putting you in a corral
– how do you like have them check people out, go, load stuff, then you come up there and they kind of look you over and they want to look at every little thing in your box.
They do. They look at everything. But then they'll have somebody on the internet pushing a basket full of goods out the door and it won't stop them. Or you'll see somebody in L.A. taking all the – I've seen some videos of people taking stuff out of the store, taking stuff out of Walgreens at a phone store, taking all the phones out. I'm like, aren't you going to stop him? Aren't you going to call the cops? He's stealing something he didn't pay for. That's stealing.
Amen.
Not only should you know, but doesn't their dad slap the taste out of their mouth? Can you imagine having some penny candy in your pocket back when you was a kid and coming home and you pulling that out and your dad asking where you got that? My dad would just level me. Where in the world did you get the money for penny candy? I would be scared to death to go home with something in my pocket like that. And you know if your mom's going through the laundry, she'd find it. Well, anyways, that's my – all right. Dennis Shriver says Arizona's $3.99 for diesel. Joe McCourt says, I walk past the receipt checkers looking for my employee's discount. Is it a good idea to put guys like me and Mike in a corral where you self-pay, where you're IT challenged?
You know what I
tell you? I'm just like, what in the heck? You know you're going to call the guy over anyways. I'm like, I can't get this thing to work. And then he just, instead of coming over and doing it, he just yells over the counter, well, you need to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, why don't you just come over here and do it? I'm buying your product. Why am I checking myself out?
You know, they asked me, they said, you need some help? And I said, no, it's always cheaper when I do it. Hey, Pastor.
I'm thinking to myself when you see me walk up in the self checkout corral. Do you think that a guy like me is going to be challenged with the dang thing with the card and the whole deal?
I never
see anything more stupid in my life.
I told you I went down there to get some blood work done. They said go over there and fill out that.
Go
thing
to
there.
The kiosk.
I turned and walked out the door. I thought, you know, I'm not going to get aggravated trying to do your job.
But I did that, and I know where he was because I had to go get blood. This was like the final straw. My wife wanted me to go get all these stupid tests, and I did it. And God bless me. I flew through it. It was all good. But I went to have the blood done, urine analysis done, and God bless the lady. She was wonderful. It's like a big iPad. And you just go up to her, and I look at it, and I'm like, I don't know. And she came out and helped me do it. But if she didn't come out and help me do it, I'd have probably left too.
You know what? I was on the phone the other day. I was going to pay a bill. And they kept
sending you somewhere else.
Well, yeah, not a person. I said, I want to talk to a person. I want to talk to a person like they could understand what I was saying, but they...
I want to talk to a real person.
How hard is that? You know, they're charging a fee anyway. Right?
I'm trying not to say my experience. And I want to so bad, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say I was battery shopping and it was a deal, man. I want to tell you about it, but I'm not going to. I'm just not going to. But let me say this to anybody out there that's young, and I mean this. I'm not just lying. If you want to open a self-service business of any kind, it could be washing cars. You could make a fortune. Cleaning gutters. You could make a fortune. All you got to do is show up. What's Jeff McNeil's the only state left? That's full service BC because the mob, aka unions, won't deliver the fuel unless we're full service. Well, Let's see. We got 4 minutes. We're going to do this and we're going to sign off. So this is awesome. Real person speaks English. Barb Sheehan's laughing. Let's see. Don Shadrowski. Yeah, I got yelled at for trying to pump my own gas in New Jersey first and last time I went to New Jersey.
Yeah, I tell you what, that'd be something, Philip. That'd be, this is the way it used to be.
Gene Lauber said, you'll see Anthony at the store. I'll bet that's a real deal. I love Anthony. I could hang out with that guy.
It's, You know, I tell you what, they got everything's automated. You know that, isn't it?
That of so messed up, can't believe they pay people to stand at the door and check your receipts, put them back to
work. Does that aggravate you, too? Man, that aggravates me.
Well, I mean, if they're standing there, you might as well be checking. Why is it a benefit for the people to check themselves out while, and then it, some of the big stores, they'll have like 5 or 6 employees watching the people check themselves out.
You know, I tell you what I do. I go down there, next thing you know, somebody comes over there. I don't even have to ask. They said, you need to scan that. And I said, well, how do you do that? You know.
Amen. All right. Well, we've talked this one up and down, so we're going to sign off. Guys, it's great talking about the Bible, talking about silly stuff. Chrissy Gillette says, I just tell them no thanks. And walk right by. Full service is great, especially when it's cold, raining, and snowing. Plus, I can hand out gospel tracts. There you go. So if the life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike, pray us out of here.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Oh, boy.
What a great morning. It's beautiful outside. We're laughing. We're having fun. And we know you as our Lord and Savior. As we continue our day, we ask that we be kind to others, that we pray for others, and remember, God loves you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Hey, guys, Pastor Pat Rangel with my co-host and friend Mike Woods Sr. As always, want to remind you of two things. Jesus loves you, and I love you.
Have a great day in the
Lord. Have a great day in the Lord. We'll see you.